Listen, my brothers and sisters, I heard three words. I believe I heard it four times. You're going to have to actually go to the dictionary because you may have a concept that you know what that word means. But I heard it in high praise. I think I heard it three times, but it may have been four times. Now, in every aspect of your life, before I give you the words, or the word, in every aspect of your life, this word is addressing it this morning. See, I don't want you to go to one vein of it. It's your health, your wealth, your family, your job, your business, whatever it is, your ministry, whatever it is. It's a powerful word. I've used it over the years. People don't fully understand what it means, but the Lord have said it in the spirit here this morning. Surplus. 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 Look for it.
Yes.
The Lord has spoken.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Remember, you cannot be blessed fully unless you have invisible sources.
Yes, sir.
It's not by might, nor by power, that this surplus is going to come to you. But by my spirit, says the Lord. You heard it. You sung the song, right? Say it. Surplus.
Surplus.
Say it again.
Surplus.
Say it again.
Surplus.
Say it again.
Surplus.
Now say, I receive that.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You don't have to make it happen. Listen, look at me. You don't have to make it happen. It's already stirring in the spirit world. With your name on it. I don't care where you have been. I don't care what you have been receiving. The Lord has spoken. What did he say? I said, you have to look at it because that's a wide variety, probably, of dictionary definition. Of surplus.
Yes, sir.
When you get to reading all them,
know
it's more.
All right.
Because God said it. Yeah, Webster can't describe.
Yes,
oh my goodness.
Yes,
Webster or the American Dictionary cannot describe. There's no definition. Good measure.
Yes,
press down. Shake it together. Run over. Come on. Yeah. Raise your hand and give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
You came here one way, you're leaving here in surplus.
Yeah.
Say it again, surplus.
Surplus.
My cup run is over.
My cup run is over.
That's the kind of God we serve. Go ahead, Junior. Surplus. I'm going to pray for you and you who have your Bibles. I'm going to pray for this service out of Ephesians chapter 1. Out of Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to pray for this service out of Ephesians chapter 1. Leroy, pray, but I'm praying for this time of ministering the word. And I want to pray out this most powerful prayer I've prayed over the years. It has helped me so much to understand. Everybody say understand.
Understand.
Yeah, understanding is powerful, to understand the word. And there's a bird that fly around to steal the word. When the word. And you got to recognize that bird. He's flying and steal the word. Ephesians chapter 1. If I miss a syllable or something, I'm going to try to pray it for you. The Apostle Paul said in the 17th verse, I'm praying it for you here this morning, not only Word of Life, all the visitors here. From verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray for you that the eyes of your understanding, oh my God, being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling And what's the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Father, I pray that's for these under my voice. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. My God. What you wrought in Christ, what you were in Christ when you raised him from the dead. Set him at your own right hand in the heavenly place. That's where he is, Father. And then, Lord, this morning, principality and power will not hold nobody down. For above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. I pray that the word will land on good soil and give answer to people who love you to walk in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Just want to twist it a little bit and change. It's the same series, but the mysteries of living in the hand of God. I mean, the hand of God is up on you. The hand of God is for you. But the mystery of living in the hand of God, that there's nothing, no way, no how that can overcome you. And sometimes look like you may be losing, but you can't lose. And so I want to show you a text here. We looked at one, but I want to show you another text that I think Leroy will catch this. Another text that I want to show you. In John chapter 10, let's go back there, John chapter 10. The hand of the Lord, living, the mystery of living in the hand of God. Now, every believer, what I said? Are in the hands of God. Now the hand of God is all that he is, all that he has, all that he can do. The hand in the hands of God is victory, power, forgiveness, love. See, but now what I want you to do is connect with the hand of God, and you connect with the hand of God by faith. By believing, by trusting, by relying on him to do what he said he's going to do. All right? Now, every believer, no matter what's going on in your life, you have the divine privilege of yielding to the hand of God. You have the privilege of letting him handle it for you. And I'm here to tell you, as his representative, he wants to handle it for you. Yes, and I'm here to tell you, he can handle it. Yes, possibilities in his hand. All possibilities is in his hand. If it doesn't exist in his hand, he has the capability of creating it for you. No enemy, no foe, no opposition, no circumstance, no situation, no frustration, no stagnation can stop the hand of God. No giant. Everything look like it's a giant in your life is only a midget when you recognize the hand of the Lord is upon you to help you. Are you following me? Yeah. Fire can't burn you. Lion can't eat you. Water can't drown you. He won't let you drown. I've seen in the scripture where it's time for a person to be drowned, and I saw people go in the lion den. I saw people go in fire. But they went in with the hand of the Lord. So whatever you're dealing with, listen. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever habit you want to break, or whatever opposition you're dealing with, listen closely to God's word. God's word is an incorruptible, unstoppable seed. If it hit the right soil, it's going to produce. The devil can't stop it. Committees can't stop it. God's word worked. And that's where the church got to come to recognize what a mighty sword of the Spirit that God has given to us. His word. His word is in his hand. I remember singing yesterday, he got the whole world. A little bit of baby in his hand. Huh? You heard that song, right? what is in his hand, and you are in his hand as a child. So listen to these two scriptures we're going to look at here. One John chapter 10. I say John 10. Yes. That's where I want to go now. Then Luke, we'll go to Luke. Because these two scriptures, when God showed me the second scripture, I think it endorsed the hand of the Lord so strong that you'll never forget it. Because when you're going through something, you can say, Lord, I'm in your hand. Say it right now.
Lord, I'm in your hand.
Whatever you're going through right now, I want you to understand, to recognize that hand has a plan. God's hand, cool, my goodness. God's hand always hold a plan to make you victorious. Even if it's some of your weakness you're dealing with, he's just that good. Your weakness, you know, I have weakness, you have weakness. His hand still won't help us. All we got to do is let him, all right? All right, in John chapter 10, I don't want you to forget these verses because the next verse is going to endorse a powerful setting for you the rest of your life. John 10, 27, Jesus talked about the Father's hand. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, in order for the hand to work, God's voice is in his hand too. Wow, how can a voice get in a hand? Well, that's God, you know. But his word describes his hand. And he said, I give unto them, the 28th verse, eternal life. Are you with me? And what he said next? Wow, they shall never perish. And they shall never perish. Now, you know, a lot of times people look at that as going to heaven. Thank God we're going to heaven. But when the Bible speaks about not perishing, you ought to have a connotation that if you have an opposition going against you now,
that's right.
I'm not going down. Say it.
I'm not going down.
Because he already have promised you, you're not going to perish. So if a sickness or disease attack your body, or if some financial stress attack your finances, or if something attack your family, you read that voice. You declare and decree out of your mouth, I can't perish. In other words, perishing means something destructive will take you out. You cannot be taken out. So if you here this morning and you're dealing with something and you think you're perishing, I rebuke that. You are not perishing. You're a child of God. You're going to make it. Tell a person next to you, you're going to make it. I don't care if it's an attack you have on your life, frustration, stagnation. I don't care if it's a weakness you have that you need to get corrected. You're going to make it.
Yes.
Got a word spelled G-R-A-C-E.
Yes.
And that means paid for.
Yes.
Grace means paid for.
Yes.
Come on, Apostle.
I'd like to use these words now. I like to use these words. I hear them coming up in my spirit. I used them many years ago. You're born to win. What I say? And that's what the hand of God always do, make you a winner. Now, I want you to watch that because it would perish. So anything you think, any way you think you're perishing right now, you can't perish. No. What the word I want to use? You quarantine from perishing. That's a stronger word, but I can't get it in my mind. Quarantine, guarantee. You have a guarantee, I cannot perish. Anybody got help yet? If you don't need it now, my brothers and sisters, there will come a day you will need it, all right? All right, let's finish reading these verses so I can give you some principles. All right, in chapter 10, we was reading in verse, we got to perish, in verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life, they shall what?
Never.
How strong is that word, never?
Never.
They shall never perish. Now watch this next part now. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Out of my Father's what?
Hand.
Now, the scripture we're going to now covers life so purely and so powerfully. When the Lord showed it to me, Luke 23, when the Lord showed it to me, he said, let me show you something. I said, all right, Lord. I know you know more than I know. And I want you now to see this verse, how powerful it is to be in the hand of the Lord. In Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Oh my goodness. This is a divine indicator of how powerful the Lord's hand is. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, Father, into thine hands. So if the Lord's hand at that time at death, and he committed, he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. That is so powerful to me, to show how powerful the Lord's hand is. You know what we say, Lord, I commit my life into your hand today. But Jesus showed us that in that verse, that if you put it in the Father's hand, no matter what's going on, you're going to come out all right. You got it? Now, we dealt with 5 or 6 things. The hand of the Lord is the hand of rescue. The hand of God is our access into the realm of mysteries. Let's go a little further. The hand of God is the hand of supernatural breakthrough. Let's go a little further. The hand of God is the hand of financial fortune. He'll make you rich. People don't want you here, but he'll make you rich. The hand of God is the hand of supernatural supplies. And then the hand of God is the hand of divine speed. We'll take you a little further this morning. The hand of God makes you the stronger man. Turn to Psalm 110. There are extensions of God's hand that get their strength from God's hand. There are extensions that things that God used, he put his power into those things, but the power come out of his hand. Are you listening? Turn to Psalm 110 with me a minute. If you read any little bit, you're going to shout anyway. If you get to Psalm 110, you ought to see what I'm talking about. Say, I'm in the hand of God, because I'm a child of God. That means that Isaiah 54:17 belongs to you if you're in the hand of God. Anybody know what Isaiah 54:17 said? We'll come back to Psalm. I feel like shouting this morning. We'll come back to Psalm. I'm in the hand of God. Isaiah 54:17 belong to me. What? No weapon. That is formed against me shall prosper. Good God Almighty. No, you heard me over there? No weapon. Say no weapon.
No weapon.
That is formed against me
shall prosper.
Why? There's no hand stronger than God's hand. In the name of Jesus, I'm in God's hand. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And you better not talk about me. Because it says, He said, and every tongue,
every tongue
that shall rise up against me in judgment, I'll condemn it. If the hand, I mean the hand of the Lord, look at Romans 8:31. Somebody talk to me in here. If God is for me, who can be against me?
Yes, sir.
If I'm in the hand of God, and I am, what would I do with Romans 8:28? What did he say? All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. We can go on and on. I get the inspiration from the Holy Ghost. You can go all over the Bible with this. If I'm in the hand of God, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You could almost stab in Genesis to Revelation there. Being in the hand of God. I want you to know, listen to me. No matter where you've been or what have come against you, you have a bright future. If you let this word go in your, if you let this word go down in the heart, which is your soul, and keep listening to this word over and over again, that no matter what mistake you've made, how long you've been fighting, today is your day. Of freedom. Of breakthrough. Joy. Unspeakable. And full of glory. Amen. Amen. That's what the Father wants you to hear. That's what the Father wants you to have. Are you following me? Now. Psalm 110. The rod, R-O-D, if you write a note, the rod is an extension of God's hand, but the hand make the rod work. Oh, how you get that over to God? See, the rod, you have a rod. But the rod, the hand make the rod work. The rod don't work without the hand. Are you following me? But if the hand and the rod connected and I have a revelation and understanding that I'm in the hand that handling the rod. I'm in the hand that having the rod. That's what he told Moses. Use the rod you got. But look what this rod would cause to happen. Psalm 110. And the Lord said unto my Lord, verse 1, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy end. What? What? That means I'm going to walk on my enemy. That's Luke 10:19. Look at it quickly. Woo! Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. Are y'all listening? Huh? You know serpent and scorpion is demon power, but that means people who got demon in them too. Who trying to stop you. You tread on them too. They can't stop you. Receive that power. Just got power, no weapon formed against me. Now I'm walking on demons. My enemy is, God has made my enemy my footstool. I just prop my foot up on. And every now and then I lift my foot. So you ready to get saved yet? Now notice verse 2. Who gonna shout? I notice verse 2. Notice verse 2. This the rod, I mean a hand we're talking about, and this rod is an extension of that hand. And look what it says about this rod now. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. I wish I had three people praying with me. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemy. Enemy, you don't have to leave. I'm a rule while you right in your midst. You don't have to leave town. I'll rule right in your midst. So the hand of the Lord make me a ruler in the midst of my enemy. Amen. I'm talking to Christian. Also in that hand is a staff. A staff of protection to keep the wolves back. Also in that hand is a scepter. You find that scepter of righteousness, a scepter of the kingdom. God have his scepter of wisdom and authority pointed at you this morning. Numbers chapter 11, verse 23. That's a book in the Bible named Number. I wasn't talking about number 11. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to get back to the rescue and stuff, but there's something here the Lord has called me to. My goodness, I feel the Spirit of God. My goodness. Somebody about to get blessed up in here. I'm almost through, but somebody about to get blessed in here. Somebody about to get their answer. Somebody about to get new direction up in here. Woo, somebody about to get new protection up in here. What? I hear these words, the lead about to be taken off. The lead, L-E-A, what lead? How you spell lead? L-E-D? But I'm talking about lead. That's the same lead? I'm not talking about being lead, I'm talking about pressure. What? Lead, no, I'm not. What, L-I-D, I know that's the lead. Well, that's a good one. But I'm talking about lead, heavy. Pressure. What? Gold, lead. Silver, lead. You see what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the heavy stuff. Anybody came here with a burden, it's about to be lifted right now in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about a burden. I'm talking about something heavy. I'm talking about something been messing with you. I'm talking about something been holding you down. The hand is about to move the lead. If you came here with any kind of pressure, something not going right in your family, something not right in your marriage, something not right in your body, something not right in your money, something not right in your neighborhood, it's about to be lifted now by the hand. Who understand what I'm saying now? You will not leave here with pressure. They should have never let you got here. In the name of Jesus, every lead, every pressure, every heavy load is removed now. How many of y'all believe God's hand can do it? How many of y'all trust God? The Bible says, trust in God with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your way and he'll direct your path. Yeah. He's a burden lifter. Yeah. The Bible says, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Don't carry that load no more. Lay down every weight and every sin that so easily besets you and run freely. Glory to God. That's a word, isn't it? No heavy load leaving out here today. Act like a dump truck. Pull a lever. I'm not. Pull it. I'm not carrying this no more. Pull it.
Dump it out. You're going to leave here with light feet, with clapping in your hand. Come on, clap. Clapping in your hand. God, doggone, I've been fighting this battle for a long time. But I mess around, got under the word, and the word have lifted this battle from my life in the name of Jesus. And you're going to have fun. It's time for you to have some fun. It's time, it's time for you to dance and rejoice and be glad. The hand of the Lord is lifting that burden right now. That child who won't obey you, that grandchild who won't obey you, that burden is being lifted. God is taking it for you. Oh, my goodness. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole wide world in his hand. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody help me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna make it much further. Oh, I got so happy up here. Y'all pray for me. I'm not gonna make much further. You're not gonna be here much longer. I can't take it no more. Too much. I can't take much more of this. I feel people going free. You know, we got tens of thousands watching us. You're not seeing this whole church. I got members on that line now. I got members in a bunch of states. I told them until they can find a church, they won't find a church like this, so we're going to help them find a church. But I got members on the line in different countries. And they heard Pastor saying he got the whole world in his hand. But the Bible said in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in the world. So nobody can mess with you that God don't have them. I don't know who this for. If you submitted for a position, they turn you down and submit again. That's what I said. That's what I heard the Holy Ghost saying. Hear the Lord talking in a roundabout. You may be seated in a roundabout way about his hand. And you're going to have to really be in the spirit to understand. You're in Numbers chapter 11. And I want to declare the Lord's hand is not short. What I said?
The Lord's hand is not short.
Now, what that mean? What that mean? His hand can reach. His hand can handle. His hand can help. No matter what you're going through. The Lord's hand. It's not short. I want you to sleep on that. Yes, sir. Go to bed with that. The Lord's hand is helping me right now. He's a, what kind of help? He's a present help. Hear the Lord, and in verse 23 of Numbers 11, and the Lord said unto Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Then he said, here, then I'm going to tell you something. Then he said, thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. Oh, what a revelation. Oh, you say, you think my hand's short?
That's good.
You think you had Walt Disney? You think this is a talent tale, a little fairy tale? Well, here's what I see in that voice. I'm going to let you know what I see. God's hand and God's word is the same entity. Right in that voice. All of a sudden he's talking about his hand. Not y'all. Then he's going to say, so God does not only have the whole world in his hand, he got the whole word. So when you take a scripture, chapter 5, verse 14, that scripture is in God's hand, and God is obligated. If you give God faith, you got a word from God, God is obligated to cause that word to come to pass on your behalf, and nobody can stop that word from functioning. Even, listen, if I'm here, the Spirit of God said, even if you do not have a handle on the scripture, what I mean by a handle on it, you don't fully understand it, but the Spirit told you read that scripture, and you don't have a full revelation on it, but God got a handle on it, God got his hand on it, and God going to help you. Are you hearing me? You getting any help? You leave here, my sister, with God's hand on you. When you go to bed tonight, God's hand gonna be on you. When you rise tomorrow morning, God's hand gonna be on you. When you're driving down the road, God's hand gonna be on you. When you transact in business, God's hand gonna be on you. I release the impartation of God's hand being on you strongly. In the name that is above every name. Whatever you're dealing with, I release God's hand to help you deal with it. In Jesus' name.
And I receive it, Pastor.
My yoke is easy. My burdens are light. Don't only take my yoke upon you. Take my hand upon you. My yoke is my hand. You will not have to fight in that battle no more. It will yield to you. The Lord said to Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt now see whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. Oh my goodness. Isaiah 55:11. Let heaven talk here this morning. You see my word coming back to me. You put my word on it? Isaiah 55:11. My word can't come back empty. Why? There's no one that can defeat my word. We don't belong to a 4-H club. This is not a social club. This is the house of the living God. This is the body of Christ. You are powerful. Christ lives in you, the hope of glory. The greater one live in you. 1 John 4:4. You've overcome them, little children. Because greater is he that's in you than he's in the world. 1 John 5:4. Whatsoever born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that's overcometh the world. Even our faith. May the hand speak to you this morning. Because now we're finding out, you listening?
Yes, sir.
That the hand of God and the word of God, they are synonymous.
Yes,
woo. So when God says, I got my hand on you, he's saying, I got my word on you. When God, come on, somebody, come out of rejoice here. When God said, I got my hand on you, he's saying, I got my word on you, I got my spirit on you. When God said, I got my hand on you, God's saying, I got the Holy Ghost on you.
Yeah.
I have the Holy Ghost on your case. Hey, he never lost none. The Holy Ghost can't lose a kid. Let's just soak that a little bit. Salah. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to you now, child. The Lord is speaking. And I need to, I've been in this long enough to know how to pause in this thing. I'm going to just keep rattling out stuff. Because sometimes when something's said, it need to go through your mind more than one time. Hand on me, the word on me, the Holy Ghost on me, victory is on me, the greater one is on me. Go back to Isaiah 55:11. I'm going to close in a minute, children. I know I usually preach 45 minutes an hour visitors because I teach, and you know, there's a lot of stuff you can't. I can't just say, it's going to be all right in the moment. How? How? I feel I got emotion, but I don't have no conscience. See, preachers can't be all emotion. Because you got your conscience involved. You got your imagination involved. You got your thoughts involved. Huh? You got your will involved. You got your desire involved. You got the emotion involved. You got your memory involved. All those things got to come together. That's your personalities of your soul. And the personalities of your soul, if they are not together, your spirit can't get through to your body. Can't get through to your life. Can't get through to your life situation. So there must be some pause in the salon. There must be some understanding and grasp. We just can't get happy. I love to get happy. I can preach and we all be on the floor running. I can do it, man. I've been doing it for 47 years. Oh, Lord. The sun is going down. Yeah, I can do this, you know. But and you see how you feel? A goosebumps. Like, but right now, I got to work on something. Every now and then, I get loose. But right now, I want you to work on something. That God word. Shall not, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. Now, you must know, as the word coming out of my mouth is coming out of God's mouth. Because he sent me. You understand? He sent me. And he said, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not. It shall not. Return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please and it shall prosper the thing whereunto I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And preach myself happy. In this scripture, where he said the hand of the Lord is upon you, here is a divine positioning with a divine purpose. I gave you Romans 8:28, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
What did he say? All things work together for good for them that love God who are called according to his what? Purpose. Now, this is new stuff the Lord talked to me about last week, so I'm off the other one now. I got to kind of get back to it. But I need you listening. The parenthood of God is revealed here. When he said, no man should pluck them out of my hand, over there in John 10, and with his hand being upon you, no man should pluck them out of my Father's hand. It reveals the parenthood of God. He's your Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy be thy name. And so God saying to us, I'm your parent.
Yes, sir.
Now, how do a real parent, how did you take care of Mauricia? That's why she come up like she are, because you parented her. You told her, no, you're not going to do that.
Yes, this is what I want you to do. And she obeyed, and y'all still together. Parent. A parent fight for you, man. You know that? And God, when you say God hand on you, you listening? More coming in here. You're talking about supernatural parenting. You're talking about having a father that know everything. He can warn you. And warn you at the same time. He can warn you and then put his hand on and a warmth will come over you. I know this right. That's the father you got. Oh my. So we're talking the parenthood of God. When you talk about the hand of God on me, you're talking about he's a parent. He's not going to turn you loose. See, you don't become an adult with God. You never leave God's house. You leave your natural mom and daddy, but you never, you're always in God's house. God is your parent, and in his sight, to him, you're always a child. You heard the statement? I'm my own woman. I'm my own man. God said, no, not, well, hold, baby, hold up. Wrong house. All right, qualify. Let's qualify. I got 19 minutes. I might close earlier. Let's qualify. Good God Almighty. Let's qualify. Let's qualify to the fact. How many of y'all been baptized with water? So you joined, you became a part of the church, right? And before that, you were baptized with the Spirit, you accepted Jesus, right? Right? Talk to me. So how many Christians I got in here? Children of God. All right. Now, what I am about to show you, you probably know some of it, but I want you to take it in the aspect of what we're preaching about, the hand of the Lord being upon you as a rescue, to give you access to divine mystery, financial fortune, supernatural supplies, supernatural breakthrough. And what is a supernatural breakthrough? There's a breakthrough that you thought couldn't be broken through. The world, the system tell you you're not going to ever make it. It's David facing Goliath. That slingshot that David killed Goliath with was in the Lord's hand. It wasn't just in David's hand, because you couldn't kill Goliath with just David's hand. But that slingshot, David had the slingshot in his hand, and his hand was in God's hand. And Goliath died. 9 feet, 6 inches tall. Made fun at David. But he only saw David's hand. When somebody messing with you, they only see your hand. They don't know your hand is in the hand of the man from Galilee. Can somebody identify with this? Huh? My hand, do this with me. My hand is in God's hand. When God's hand move, my hand move. But look at this partnership. When my hand move, God's hand move. My hand and God's hand, I don't know if it's the right word now. Y'all got to help me. I don't know about much about English. Is disconnectable. What I touch, God touch. What God touch, I touch. I have God's anointing in my hand. Say it. What is not working, just let me touch it. When God said he got the whole world in his hand, actually, because I'm his child, I have the whole world in my hand. Whatever belonged to God
belong to me. Every good gift and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light, and he in whom no shadow, he's not going to turn. He don't change. God is a giver. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, talking about you and I, believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Out of God's hand, I receive eternal life. I receive, you remember, I receive forgiveness for all the wrong I had done. You remember? You remember the mistakes you made? Oh, you didn't make no mistake. God forgave them, forgave me, took me, cleaned me up. And none of my old sin know me no more. I receive. None of my old sin know me no more. None of my old sin can't hold me no more. Boy, I'm so thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful he died. He was wounded for my transgression. Bruised for my iniquity. And this morning the chastisement of my peace is upon him. And with his stripe I'm healed. I'm so thankful that God thought enough to let his son die for me. Well, I'm preaching now. That's preaching that right there. That's preaching. On that old rugged cross. They nailed him. They jiggled a sword in his side. They slapped a crown on his head. But he hung there and died just for me and just for you. I'm glad about it. Are you glad about it? Now, this don't even seem like it got nothing to do with the sermon. But here it is. Every rascal is caught. Anybody trying to play a game on you, they shouldn't have never let you got there this morning. The Spirit of God said, every rascal is caught. Yes, sir. I receive. How much is check here? All right, son. It's a $300. That's a $300 check. Every rascal. I just heard the Spirit of God just said, this ain't on no notes. Every rascal is caught. Everybody who's trying to pull a deal on you is caught. I'll put it a little more specific. If he's not the right one, he's caught. If she's not the right one, she is caught. That's $500, $200. Caught. Every rascal is caught. Now, I want to close with this. I want to validate God's hand being on you. You actually, as a Christian, you are a partaker of God. Sit down and write some of this stuff down. I'm going to close. You are a partaker of God. You are a partner with God. You and God transact business together. God is your business partner. It's called in one word, covenant. You come here to get in agreement with him. This world will make it seem like God is dead. But I come to tell you right now, God is not dead. God is alive and well. They look at the church like we weakling. We come here and sing a few songs. Look at them. They're Christians. Yeah, buddy. But just wait a minute. Just wait. You're gonna want to be one of us. The power is about to flow in the church. Everybody else coming out the closet. We coming out the church. We're coming out the closet, brother. We supposed to rule and reign in this world, not in a building. We supposed to reign in the supermarket, the shopping center, everywhere we go. That anointing, that authority goes with us. You should be able to walk down aisles in a supermarket. Everybody start getting on their knees. But they coming? A real Christian walk down the aisle and say, sir, ma'am, who are you? Get them saved. The anointing coming back like the book of Acts. They didn't tell you, you can't come to this church one time. It's going to be on your mind. you follow what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah, when they invite you to church, don't you believe they're getting you there so you can hear it. And you might stay 2 or 3 weeks and say, I ain't going. They say, I'm going to go back one more time. And I love it. I love it because I want to help. I want to help people. All right, turn this up. They ain't got no third Peter. Second Peter. I done preached myself drunk up here. I done put another book in the Bible. First chapter. I'm just going to read some verses to you. You write down the reason that the hand of God is upon me, because I'm a partaker of God's divine nature. I am a partaker of God's divine nature. That nature has to be trained. Jamaica, that nature has to be trained. You see, you're partake of it, but you have to sit under the word like this, that nature can be trained so you can know. See, the Bible is God's manual for his creation. If you go to a store, appliance store, and buy a washing machine, they give you a manufacturer manual to tell you how it works. This book, the Bible, is God's manual to tell you how to use what he has given you. That's why you're here, right? That's why you're here. So you hear from God's manual. I'm just going to read this. Simon, first verse, Second Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle. Notice he's a servant first. An apostle of Jesus Christ. To them that have obtained like precious faith, wave your hand. With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Notice what he said in verse 2. What? Grace and what?
Peace.
Be what?
Glorified.
Unto you through what?
Glorified.
Through what?
Glorified.
I can't hear you.
Glorified.
And of Jesus our Lord. Okay? Listen very good now. Verse 3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Now look at verse 4. I rest my head. Verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. I'll try to do better next Sunday. I want to get back. There's a few more things I need to tell you about the hand of rescue. Uh-huh. Yes, show you how it worked. And definitely how to access mysteries. Yes, because that would put you ahead of the pack. We are mystery people. Yeah, we turn water into wine. Yeah. We take 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish and feed 20,000 people and have 12 baskets left over. Those are mysteries we got to understand. And then God wants you to know that his hand is the hand of fortune. You can have the best of everything and not taking nothing from nobody else, because there's enough for everybody. Stand on your feet.